Hello, Alexis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Benjamin?
I'm doing well. We had a great second Saturday webinar this month on door-to-door sales. I think we provided a lot of value. This is our first CLE program, so I'm looking forward to our first edition of Legal Grounds.
Yeah, so like you said, this is our first episode, so I'm very, very excited. I know this past week was National Consumer Protection Week. I was hoping that you could touch on that and tell our listeners what to expect from this podcast and maybe a little bit on what National Consumer Week even means.
Right, so a lot of people know us as a consumer law firm. That is our primary focus. Obviously, we do some other things that are not just consumer law. However, the National Consumer Protection Week was simply designed to bring awareness to consumers that they actually do have rights and they do have protections. However, the definition of consumer is so vague to people that whenever I tell someone I'm a consumer lawyer, they still have no clue what I do. So what I tell them is it's sort of everyday problems for everyday people, but we do everything from debt defense to landlord-tenant. We talk about foreclosures, real estate sales. You go buy a car and you get defrauded in a car purchase, or there's a failure to disclose in a home purchase. So consumer law itself is a pretty big category, which is why when we say we do consumer laws, not just, one little thing. And then, of course, in addition to that, we also do real estate disputes. When people are fighting over real estate boundaries, if they have problems with real estate purchases, maybe you have someone who has an earnest money that hasn't been returned after a cancellation of a contract. In Texas, we have contracts for deeds where basically it's owner finance and you get the deeds at the end. Those are subject to abuse, so we deal with that. And then we also do business litigation. We don't necessarily represent businesses against consumers, but we do represent business against businesses, especially like elections, breach of contract, those sorts of things. And sort of all unto itself, I would say it's probably a subset of consumer law, but we're having a bigger practice on solar panel claims. So those are sort of the things that we do now. But yeah, Consumer Protection Week is really designed to highlight the fact that consumers have protections. The only problem with that week is it's called consumer protection. And again, people don't really know what that is until you actually explain it to them.
Right. I look forward to talking about all of these topics and things that are current events, things that happen that are going to continue to happen. So I'm really excited to touch on that. But I do want to give the listeners a little bit of a chance to know who you are, your background, and so that way they feel more comfortable hearing what you're saying, and they're able to trust us a little bit.
Well, I appreciate that. I think the people who are listening who can't see us would definitely should know that we definitely have beauty in the studio. Not me, it's Alexis.
Oh, thank you.
And so I think that whether you watch us or hear us, you'll get some good things out of this. And as far as our practice and who I am. I think we could just start off generally speaking that, we're a Texas law firm. We actually have about 13 people on our team. And so we're not just, a solo attorney with one staff member. I think it's important that people know that we have the manpower and the resources to take on big cases, to fight big law firms. We've done that in the past. We'll continue to do that. A lot of the people that we go after are big companies and they have insurance, defense attorneys, and that kind of stuff. We've been around, this iteration of this firm has been around since 2007. And we represent the Davids fighting the Goliaths. And I think we just have a really good team. I have an associate with me. We have someone who's a law clerk that will become an attorney. We have paralegals. We also have administrative staff and marketing staff. We have everything that a client of ours would feel comfortable knowing that we're going to be around and we can address their needs.
I have a lot of fun educating like the public, doing like the marketing. So I'm really excited to be able to learn a little bit more about what, you know, I can help market and just put out there, because I know the practice areas are not a lot of people know about it. So it's going to be really interesting to put it out there and hopefully help a lot of people that, you know, don't really know what their rights are, and hopefully businesses too.
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, when we had COVID, COVID really almost regulated our law firm out of business, because there were so many protections for consumers by the government that there wasn't a need for to hire attorneys because you are already protected. So we had, you know, eviction moratoriums, foreclosure moratoriums, people, the courts weren't open or they were barely open for things. So, you know, we couldn't do debt defense cases because no one was being sued for debt, or at least if they were being sued, the cases were not moving forward because the courthouses were closed,
right,
and people didn't really understand Zoom technology at that point, you know. And then we had, again, no evictions. People could still sue, but they couldn't actually follow through with the trials.
Yeah.
They couldn't follow through with writs of possession, things like that. So during that COVID, those 2 years of COVID, we saw a lot of consumer lawyers in Texas actually close their business.
Wow.
And they had to close their shop because they weren't getting the business. And then they had to go either join another firm or they went to go to legal aid. So I know some very good consumer attorneys who actually closed their practice during COVID and joined different legal aid organizations. And luckily, Sanchez Law Firm had the staying power to stay around, stay open. And then when we came out of the COVID restrictions, we were there to help people. And now we were one of the few, very, very few remaining,
right,
law firms that practice consumer law that were still standing after COVID. And since then, you know, we've had tons of referrals from attorneys and clients and the different bar associations. People really know us. We've been growing. And we've just been really there to help protect people. It's very good. You know, another thing about this firm is that we are a member of the National Association of Consumer Advocates, which is a specialty bar association for consumer attorneys. You have to be, you have to have references. So you don't just, you just don't join automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have valid references to practice consumer law. You can't say that you practice consumer law and then do something else. You can't say that you represent consumers and then really the majority of your practice is representing businesses against consumers.
Right.
So there's a vetting process there. And I'm glad to say that, you know, my associate and I are both members of NACA. We're 100% NACA membership. And that is a very big deal. A lot of attorneys who do what we do are solo attorneys.
Right.
And we are not. And mm-hmm. So we really have that staying power. I myself give presentations all the time. And so I just really like our firm. I think that, like you said, we're going to be doing a lot of information sharing. You and your team have done great with the social media marketing. I think that people get to see the content that we create, whether it's, you know, my speeches or, you know, videos that we've made, or things like that. So I'm really appreciative that, you know, it's not just about us doing the work. It's about us getting the word out. And that's where you come in. I think that your job really is twofold, because obviously you're here to market the firm,
mm-hmm.
but your job really is to help educate the consumer and the people who watch our content. So in essence, you know, your job is to really get the word out to them. So you're really speaking to them when you're doing your marketing.
Exactly. No, we make a lot of great points there. And I think we're going to have a lot of really great topics to talk about and a lot of great things for people to listen on. So I look forward to hearing all of those great things and, you know, hopefully getting maybe questions that we can talk about or, you know, upcoming current news events.
Well, that's true. Speaking of current news events, we're actually recording this on the Saturday after Super Tuesday. And so we just had our primaries here in Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, in some of the larger cities, we had some turnover of very good judges. In the past, it's been that most judges who are incumbents will not be challenged by people who are within their parties, right? So you may have a Democrat versus a Republican in the general election in November, but if you were a sitting judge, your party would not have someone against you.
Right.
But what we saw in this last election, and really in 2022 as well, is that sitting judges mm-hmm. are having opponents. Yeah. And so in this last election cycle, there were some people up north in Dallas-Fort Worth area and here in Houston where we lost some judges mm-hmm. who were incumbents by people who were in their party, knocking them out. So then when the general election comes, we won't be having the incumbent on the ballot.
Right.
Not because the incumbent was retired, but because the incumbent got voted out in the primary.
That's interesting. I'm kind of new to learning about all this, like the judges and stuff. So I'm really excited to, I mean, people are going to learn. I'm going to be learning as well. So I'm sure I'm going to have questions that maybe other people are going to have because I'm still, you know, very young. For those of you that don't know, I'm still young, 25. So I have a lot of learning to do. So with Benjamin here guiding me along the way with all his years of knowledge, you know, we're all going to get
it. Meaning I'm old, but yeah.
I didn't say that. He said that.
Yeah. No. So, you know, I'm 54. I'm about to celebrate my 55th birthday in a couple months in May. In fact, in May, we will have our second Saturday seminar on my birthday, which is May 11th. Speaking of our second Saturday seminars, do you know what topics we have coming up?
We have the navigating the Texas residential claims.
Construction Liability Act.
Yeah. Yes, the RCLA. And then after that, we're going to be talking about Lemon Law 101. So just talking about what's included in the Lemon Law, because I know a lot of people don't 100% know what the Lemon Law entails and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, in June we have car repair claims.
Yep.
And then in July, we have solar panel claims. And what's really great, I think, and again, another acknowledgement to you, is that we now have a mandatory continuing legal education credit for attorneys. So in the past, we've been doing these second Saturday seminars for a while now. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we got to figure out when our year anniversary will be. But I think we've had maybe six or eight, somewhere around there, seminars. And so in the past, we've done these as a public service mm-hmm. to the public to educate them about their rights in the law. But now, beginning with this month's seminar, we had continuing legal education credit for attorneys so they can get an RCLE credit for watching the seminar. And we have a number for the course. Mm-hmm. They can get credit, they can report it. And if someone watches just our seminars alone mm-hmm. the entire year, they will get 12 hours of CLE free.
Right.
And that is just amazing. So I'm really glad that you were able to help put that together. What we're definitely looking forward to, obviously, is we want to go back mm-hmm. and then get the ones that we've already done and try to get those approved. Because then we'll have, you know, hours of CLE credit available. But definitely going forward, we're going to have the CLE credit for each and every month. So I thought it was just exciting to have that, and brings a whole new dynamic to what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So now we're not only teaching the public, we're teaching attorneys at the same time.
Right.
And quite frankly, you know, the more educated attorneys are, even if they don't do what we do, mm-hmm. they can at least provide some guidance to people who have questions who come in there. And if, to the extent that they want to give, you know, referrals to us, that's fine. But mm-hmm. now they have some idea, they can kind of generally answer questions to people. You know, they have things to talk about at parties or dinners or whatever.
Right.
So it's very, very exciting to have both. You know, now have our CLE credit in addition to the public education aspect.
With that being said, I think right now would be a really good time for a break. So we're going to take a small break and we'll be right back.
Sanchez Law Firm is a proud sponsor of today's episode. No one hopes to find themselves in need of legal representation, but when life throws you a curveball, having the right attorney can make all the difference. That's where Sanchez Law Firm steps in. As a top consumer law firm in Texas, Sanchez Law Firm is committed to advocating for ordinary people facing everyday legal challenges. Whether you're caught up in a real estate dispute, entangled in business conflicts, or grappling with consumer law matters, Sanchez Law Firm is here for you. Specializing in consumer law, their skilled team is proficient in handling debt defense, resolving landlord-tenant disputes, and fighting against consumer auto fraud. When you choose Sanchez Law Firm, you're choosing unwavering dedication and expert representation every step of the way. Don't wait until it's too late. Call them today at 713-780-7745 or visit their website at www.sanchezlawfirm.com to schedule your analysis today.
Well, now that we know your age, we know you're going to be eligible for the senior citizen discount.
Well, that's true. I mean, actually, I already get a discount. I think it IHOP already.
Oh, do you?
And I'm a member of the AARP because I think they let people at 50 be members now. So, you know, I'm a member of lots of different rewards programs. So
yes.
I'm constantly on my phone wherever we go somewhere trying to get the latest discount. And if I have to admit that I'm old to get a discount, then so be it. I will admit that I'm old. If it'll give me a 10% or 20% discount or something, or a free entree, or whatever the case may be. So I will take that with humility.
I look forward to those agents.
Yeah. Well, I think this has been a great initial program for our podcast. Again, this is really meant to be a pilot to sort of introduce ourselves, to let people get to know our personalities.
Right.
Obviously, you know, my personality is more of a teacher. So I explain things, you know, you're the one that smiles and laughs, and, you know, so I think we got a good thing. You know, I was thinking when we were trying to figure out how to market this, you know, we were going to do, I think I put out there Beauty and the Brains,
right.
But then I started thinking, well, that kind of disrespects you because you have some brains too. So
just a little bit.
Maybe I'm the beauty. And you're the brain.
I can take that. I think I'll use that. I've no problem with that.
Okay. Well, I look forward to our upcoming podcast. It's been a great first edition, and I hope that our listeners gain something out of this, and we invite you back to next month's Legal Ground podcast.
Yeah. See you soon.
Bye-bye.